It's time for today's daily devotional. And this week we're talking about your legacy. And we're focusing today on what do I do with my weakness? Our scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power can rest on me. You know, sometimes when we fail, it's just uncomfortable. It sucks. Weakness feels like we're exposing ourselves. When things start to fall apart, or we feel like we've fallen short, or our instinct is to do one of these three things. We either hide it, fix it, or surrender to it, right? Hiding feels safe because we can cover up our struggles behind our smiles and our silence and our busyness. But what's hidden can't be healed. And fixing, well, fixing, that feels productive because we try to patch the cracks. We work a little harder. We prove ourselves the best we can. But human effort alone can't restore what only God can redeem. And surrendering, well, that feels risky, doesn't it? Because that means we're admitting that we're not enough and we're placing our mess in God's hands. But here's the beautiful truth. God never wastes our weaknesses. In 2 Corinthians 12, Paul shares how God didn't remove his struggle, but instead he transformed it into a platform for grace. When we surrender rather than hide or hustle, our weaknesses become a doorway for Christ's power to shine. So your failure doesn't disqualify your legacy. It actually refines it. And your broken places are where God builds beauty. So let him meet you there today. In prayer today, God, we confess that we don't always know what to do with our weaknesses. Sometimes we try to hide them or fix them on our own. But today, we choose to surrender. We place every failure, every flaw in your hands. Let your grace just flood the broken places and turn our weaknesses into testimonies of your strength. Because we trust you to write a better story than we ever could on our own. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.